And that's why there's a narration of the hadith of Jibreel, where the Prophet said, you know, to worship Allah as though you see Him, even though you can't see Him, you know He sees you. There's another narration, and ta'mala lillah, to act for God as though you see God. To refrain as though you see Allah. So to be mindful of Allah is to observe Him in all situations. The other thing that makes this important is that now I'm not caught on some kind of cool, like, you know, I feel so awesome, dude, like super spiritual, man. I ain't prayed in like 45 years, but man, my how is like amazing. My inner state is just like, wow. Man, this ain't a trip to the dispensary, man. This is worship. Nobody can feel greater than the Prophet felt with his Lord. Did he ever miss Salah? So we cannot separate the outer from the inner. That's why Imam Sidi Ahmad Zuruq, he said, Al-faqih yastaghni an al-mutasawwif, wal-mutasawwif la yastaghni an al-faqih. That a faqih can live his life without tasawwuf, but a mutasawwif, a Sufi, can never live life without a faqih, because the faqih is telling them the outer, wrong, right, wrong, right, wrong, right. So Imam As-Suyuti, rahimahullah, here in the very beginning, he marries the relationship between Sharia and Al-Haqiqa and tasawwuf. And at the end of the day, the final call goes to the Sharia. I am subservient to what Allah has commanded. It ain't about how I feel. It ain't Shirley MacLaine in the Santa Cruz Hills smoking weed.